Hello, my friend, is Clyde. Up the fluff. Get straight to the point. Matthew 6, verses 33 and 34 say, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." We are experts at beating around the bush, of camouflaging things, of saying things without saying things. I'm good at it, especially if the main thing is something not so nice. It makes me uncomfortable, so I try to sugarcoat it or say it in such a way that you will draw inferences from what I say rather than saying it directly. We take that and we make it into a craft, and it becomes useful in something like politics, where the one campaigning makes a bunch of promises to the voting public, but when the campaigning candidate wins, then you hear that it is not as simple as they said it was, and you wonder, how did you fall for that pie-in-the-sky campaign stunt again? Today, let us cut through the nice talk and get straight to the heart of the matter. Some things happen. A teenager runs away from home. Someone kills his wife and then kills himself. Suicide, drugs and alcohol, depression, anxiety. And I could go on and on, but I think you get the point. The point is that we worry about some things that we are driven to extreme actions. The kid runs away from home because a parent is too strict and he cannot find a way to cope. He runs away. This man finds his wife is cheating and he figures that the best way out is murder-suicide. Some big guy in society is being investigated for some shameful act that is going to shatter his image if it ever comes out. He takes his life. There's a guy who struggles to make ends meet, unable to care for his children. He turns to drugs and alcohol to escape his problem. Or any of these characters find themselves sinking further and further into the abyss of depression because they are worrying about one thing or another and it is just simply not getting better. Of course, anxiety is a silent companion of depression in many cases. So here comes the preacher. Here comes the religious person and they tell you that Jesus will provide, or they promise to pray, or they tell you to trust in God. Are you seriously telling me to trust some dude who lives in heaven that he will take care? You expect me to believe that if you pray, it will get better? You must be out of your mind. Am I? This is Jesus talking, not me. He asks you not to worry. Why? He presents himself as the answer to your problems, the solution to your horrific situations. He presents a good point that worrying cannot add another hour to your life. Worrying does not add another inch to your height. Worrying drives you into some of the most negative things that I mentioned earlier. So what is your Jesus trying to say? Right now, I can't trust you and your religious talk. First of all, Jesus says that God knows exactly what you need. If that's true, what should you do? Jesus is asking you to trust him. This is how he operates. It's hard to trust folks you know, let alone those you don't know, but he is asking you to take the chance with him. It is called faith. I know a family that ran out of food. The father promised the kids that God would provide. Guess what? At the time that they would normally eat, there is no food, but just in the nick of time, someone turns up with a bag of grocery items as Christmas gift and toys for the children. You don't know this stranger, but the person says that God spoke to them and told them to do this. You have a terrible diagnosis, and your religious neighbor offers to pray. Well, the next time you go to the doctor and he does all the procedural things, the scans, the examinations, the tests, they find that things have changed. The tumor is gone. Your blood results show no sign of the sickness that was killing you slowly. That is Jesus intervening. Your neighbor had trust and confidence in God that you would be healed. Now, my friend, let us cut the fluff and get straight to the point. You can come up with all the arguments and excuses, but you know that you are not getting anywhere with worrying. Things are simply getting worse, right? Why are you being so stubborn rather than take my advice and trust God? The truth is, he is the answer to your problems. And yes, he knows what you need and he can supply what you need, but he asks you to trust him. Let me make something clear. He works on his own schedule, and so there are times it seems like he is taking forever, or the answer comes when it seems too late. But even in such cases, he comes at the right time. You see, God is not mean. He is not slow. He is not old and irrelevant. He is current and he is just. Oh, secondly, Jesus says, don't stress yourself about tomorrow's troubles. He is not saying don't make preparations if you know a hurricane is coming by tomorrow afternoon. He's not saying that you should not save money for the rainy day. He is saying don't sit here and worry that you are going to die when the hurricane strikes. Rather, demonstrate faith in him today. He will take care of you in tomorrow's crisis. Trust him now. Have faith in him now. That is as real as it gets, my friend. Jesus guarantees you that if you put your trust in him, rather than worry yourself to death, that he will take care of your issue because he knows what you need and he is capable of doing things way more than you could ever imagine. I didn't want to beat around the bush. I don't want you to keep worrying about things that are bigger than you. Just cut the fluff and get straight to the point. Put your trust in Jesus.